I don't think it was the key. It was just going out making plays and making sure I catch every ball I had a chance to make. Of course, you know, the bye kind of helped. You know, thought over some things, got my mind right. But it was basically just going out and doing my job.
That happened last year with the bye. You were able to kind of clear your head. I mean, because you had some drops in those first few games. Did the same kind of thing happen this time around?
Probably a little different. Last year was a different position. This year was, I don't know what it was. It was just trying to get timing down, and I really don't know. But it was kind of similar as last year, but it was totally different things.
Your reaction getting another weapon with Vernon coming in?
It's amazing. Now you got more weapons for Peyton to throw the ball to, and it helped the whole offense, make us more explosive.
Do you get a chance? Do you see him at all out there? You get to talk to him a little bit?
Yeah, I know him. We got same agent and all, so I've been knowing him for a while.
I mean, is he pretty excited about, you know, going from San Francisco team to a 7-0 team?
I'm sure he is. You have to ask him that one. But I'm sure he is. Yeah, they're working right now.
After Sharp coaching you up earlier in the season, how much credit did he try to take in the locker room?
I have no idea. I have no idea what he was saying to the media. I don't think he ever take any credit. He just want me to do my best and see me do well.
Peyton has a shot at a couple records this weekend. Do you guys take pride in being part of special moments like that?
Whatever makes Peyton happy. It is always good to be, you know, they say what year he made those records. It's always good to say, you know, you see Demaryius, Emmanuel, all those guys. So it's kind of good.
What did you see differently from Peyton in that game? And what did it come back to the running game opening up? Did it help loosen up the passing game?
I think so. You know, I think the running game kind of helped up a lot more. You know, it was a lot of man-on-man coverage, and all we had to do as a group of receivers is beat our guy, and that's what we did. So that was the main thing is getting the run game started, you know, getting some guys in the box and go beat one of man-on-man coverage.
It seemed like to me that after the playoff game last year that you took it as much as personally as anybody in that room did. So playing the Colts again, what does that, if anything, does that mean?
Well, right now it's just another game on our schedule. It's another team we got to beat to stay, you know, perfect. And that's all that really matters right now. I don't really look back on last year because that was playoff times. Now it's regular season. But it's also a big game because it's the next team that we play. And they play very well at home. I can still remember, you know, 2 years ago they beat us there. So, you know, main focus right now is beating them in Indianapolis.
What do you think of this Colts defense? What have you seen so far?
They fly around. They got ball players all over the field, from cornerbacks to linebackers to D tackles. So it's basically going out and, you know, doing our job the best we can.
Do you feel like this offense is in a groove now? I mean, especially after last week. I mean, are you starting to feel like it's getting there?
I don't know. You got to put it up. You got to do it more than 1 week. You know, we did it last week. That was our first time really having a kind of complete game with running, pass. So hopefully we can go out and try to do it again this week.
Peyton connected with you with that big throw earlier. It seemed like y'all were trying that early in the season. And it just wasn't there. What is that past week that you had as far as your connection with the defense?
And it's always been there. It's just I guess a little timing. You know, I guess I don't know what it was. It's been there, but you know, we started to connect, which is a good thing, and hopefully we can just keep doing it.
You have some conversations with Vernon about his brother?
Not at all. Not at all. Nah.
How much does adding a tight end like Vernon help you in the red zone?
You had Julius. They both playmakers, so it helped us a lot.
All right, guys. Thanks.